Exactly 400 years ago, Habsburg Catholic authorities put three nobles, seven knights and seven burghers to death on Prague's Old Town Square. Their executions, victor's justice, came many months after the defeat of the reformist Bohemians in the seminal Battle of White Mountain. 27 white stone crosses have long been embedded in the historic square, paying tribute to the men whom Czechs considered to be martyrs of the nation. Brian Kennedy has the story.
The 17th century Battle of White Mountain, the culmination of a three-year-long Protestant uprising that saw the Catholic monarch Ferdinand II deposed, was a defining moment in the history of the Czech lands. The defeat culminated not only in executions, but in a mass exodus of aristocrats, tradesmen, and intellectuals, including the renowned scholar Comenius. Pavel Czerny is a pastor of the Church of the Brethren and a lecturer at the Evangelical Theological Seminary in Prague. The mass exodus of the elite, he says, dealt the nation a devastating blow from which it would not recover fully for centuries to come.
Myslím si, že se rozjelo něco, co ohromně poškodilo České království. Na jednu stranu
I think that the exodus was something that profoundly damaged the Bohemian kingdom. A wide range of accomplished people of various professions left the Czech lands. Five out of six Bohemian nobles went into exile, hundreds of thousands of families in different waves. The kingdom lost intellectuals, Comenius among them, and many of its capable people were working towards stability. It was, in my view, a huge blow.
Takže to bylo podle mého názoru jako veliká rána.
Most prominent Protestants who did stay behind were soon stripped of their land, status and dignity. 47 leaders of the rebellion were eventually put on trial. It had proven difficult to set up a tribunal with members of higher social classes reluctant to participate, even some who had survived defenestration at the hands of Protestants. After the trials, scores of carpenters labored for days to erect a stage and gallows on Prague's Old Town Square. Among those condemned to die was philosopher Jan Jasenský, rector of the university in Prague, whose tongue was cut out before his beheading, his body quartered and impaled on stakes. In all, 27 defendants, including one Catholic, would pay the ultimate price on June the 21st, 1621. Their headless bodies handed over to families, their heads attached to the Old Town Bridge Tower. The condemned were led to the gallows by Lutheran and Utraquist preachers. Brethren were not allowed, but there were also Catholic clergy in the belief that some might convert at the last minute. Pavel Czerny says the people of Bohemia were horrified by the executions, all the more so because they took place so long after the Battle of White Mountain. The clergyman's accounts of that day, 400 years ago, are chilling, says Pavel Czerny.
To jsou skutečně, bych řekl, spovědní rozhovory, které se dochovaly.
The confessional conversations that have survived are very moving as they include personal and family details. They are remarkable material which, from a theological point of view, show that in the end, people who may have been of different denominations, when they faced death, sought God's arms in the same way.
Vlastně nakonec ji hledá stejným způsobem.
One of the many factors that had led the Protestants to rise up against Ferdinand II were perceived violation of Emperor Rudolf II's guarantee of religious freedom throughout Bohemia. Such tolerance was abandoned in stages beginning in 1621, when the new emperor would order all non-Lutherans to leave the realm in 3 days or convert to Roman Catholicism. The following year, he would forbid the practice of the Lutheran faith as well.